收到税单心慌慌，五月到汉堡王用餐，侯利新嘎五村鸡块、辣薯球、西部小华堡等八项人气商品买一送一，午茶 party 好选择。十款风味汉堡，四件组99元起，天天吃，天天省，餐餐不重复。更少不了上班族好饭友，汉堡饮料1+1只要59元，让你花更少，吃更好。快点击资讯栏享多元套餐优惠。
听故事学英文 ，It's time for a story.
A big warm welcome to all my little friends and all the families. 听 Sandy 说故事啊，学英文。It's time for a story. Let's have some fun.
Hello, kids. This is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。
This is Eno.Welcome to this week's News for Kids.
欢迎收听本集的儿童双语新闻。这个月的4月3号，台湾发生了一场很大的地震，这是921大地震之后25年来最大、最严重的一场地震哦。
I remember that morning when the earthquake happened. I was at school. We heard the emergency alert went off on our teacher's cell phone.Then it started shaking.
Eno, were you scared? 你会怕吗？
还好啦，因为我们在学校平常都会做防灾演练。We dropped to the floor, cover our heads, and hide under the desks.
你们很棒耶，知道地震发生的时候要怎么保护自己。那标准的地震保命三步骤就是趴下、掩护、稳住。Drop, cover,and hold on.
Drop, cover, and hold on.
没错，第一，要趴下。Drop to the floor. 不要到处乱窜，保护你的头、脖子等脆弱的部位。
然后第二，找掩护。Take cover. 躲在稳固的桌子底下。
那其实这次4月3号的花莲大地震，大部分伤亡的人都是因为被东西砸到，尤其是在户外健行或在山路开车的人，被山上滚落的土石砸伤或是掩埋，所以在地震第一时间能够找到掩护是可以保护自己的哟。
最后是稳住 ，hold on，
稳住，而且不要到处乱跑，才不会因为摇晃跌倒或是摔伤。那如果你躲在桌子底下，可以用手抓住桌角，形成防护的屏障。
Today's news story is about Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years.
需要英文文字稿的小朋友，请前往本集节目详细资讯栏。我有做了一份儿童的中英双语报纸，要免费提供给小朋友下载练音使用哦。
You can go to the show note and download the newspaper. Read the newspaper to learn more about earthquakes.
新闻中我们还会提到在这次搜救任务中的重要伙伴 Roger the Sniffer Dog 狗狗救难队搜救犬 Roger 以及他的狗狗伙伴们
Please get your little ears ready for today's news
那我们先用英文慢慢的听一次等一下我再为你仔细的解说单字哦
Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years
On April 3rd, Taiwan was hit by a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. The quake caused buildings to collapse and injured over 1,000 people. It was the biggest quake in 25 years. Big rocks and dirt fell down in Taroko Gorge, damaging the trails and hurting many tourists.Roger the Sniffer Dog.
Come, Roger. Are you ready, buddy? Good boy. We've got a big job today. Let's go find those missing people.
Roger is a Labrador Retriever. He and his rescue dog friends are working hard to search for victims.Buried by rock slides in the Taroko National Park in Hualien. Taroko National Park is not safe to visit right now. It will cost $1 billion to rebuild the park.
小朋友，你都有记得下载这一集 Kids News 的双语报纸了吗？请把报纸印出来，跟着我一起学习哦。
Today's news story is about Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years.
这次的花莲大地震是台湾25年来最大的一次。那今天最重要要学习的单字当然就是 earthquake。Earthquake， 它是由两个字组成的。Earth, E-A-R-T-H, Earth, 还有 Quake, Q-U-A-K-E, Quake. Earth 这个字的第一个字母 E 如果大写的话，指的就是我们的星球，地球。那如果是小写，可以指的是这个土地或者是地面。Quake 这个字代表的是震动、摇晃、晃动。Earthquake,我们的地面，我们的土地在震动摇晃，就是 earthquake, 地震的意思。
On April 3rd, Taiwan was hit by a magnitude 7.4 earthquake.
在今年的4月3号，台湾经历了一场规模 7.4 的地震。这里有几个字，小朋友可以留意哦。
Taiwan was hit by an earthquake.用 hit, H-I-T, hit
这个字，不是说台湾被打了，而是代表受到冲击或是受到不好的影响。
Taiwan was hit by an earthquake,
受到地震的冲击。
然后 magnitude, M-A-G-N-I-T-U-D-E, magnitude, magnitude,
这个字是在说规模的大小。
So magnitude is the size of an earthquake,
指的是地震的大小，地震的规模。那这次的地震规模 7.4, 你可以这样说，
This is a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. So the quake caused buildings to collapse.
这场地震造成一些建筑物的倒塌。
Collapse.C-O-L-L-A-P-S-E Collapse
这个字你也常常会在地震的新闻中读到，就是东西倒塌的意思。
And injured over 1,000 people
这个地震啊，也造成超过1,000个人受伤哦。
So it was the biggest quake in 25 years
这是25年来自921之后最大的地震。那你看在这个句子里面，地震我们就不用 earthquake 这个字，而是简化成 quake， 那其实就跟 earthquake 是一样的意思。这一次地震伤亡最严重的地区是在花莲。
Big rocks and dirt fell down in Taroko Gorge.
Taroko Gorge 是太鲁阁峡谷，在太鲁阁那边有很多的大石头滚下来，还有土石坍塌。
Damaging the trails and hurting many tourists.
这些落石把太鲁阁许多美丽的步道都给砸坏了，而且也造成非常多在那边散步健行的游客伤亡。
Damage, D-A-M-A-G-E,
就是毁损弄坏的意思。在国家公园里有非常多美丽的步道，这些步道就可以用 trail, T-R-A-I-L, trail 这个字。那这一句英文
The falling rocks damaged the trails,
意思就是说落石把步道给弄坏了。 OK, 那这一段新闻我们先讲解到这边，接下来请你用全英文重新听一次这段新闻故事。
Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years.
On April 3rd, Taiwan was hit by a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. The quake caused buildings to collapse and injured over 1,000 people. It was the biggest quake in 25 years. Big rocks and dirt fell down in Taroko Gorge, damaging the trails and hurting many tourists.
接下来第二段的重点，我们要来认识在这次地震搜救任务中立下大功劳的搜救犬 Roger。
Roger is a sniffer dog. Sniffer dog 其实就是闻嗅犬，它们的鼻子非常的厉害哦。These dogs have a very, very strong sense of smell.
它们的鼻子嗅觉很灵敏。那因为 sniff, S-N-I-F-F, sniff, 这个字是用鼻子去闻的意思。闻闻看。
Sniffer dog,
他们在经过训练之后可以帮助人类去寻找我们闻不到找不到的东西。像是机场的气毒犬就会用鼻子去闻闻看有没有人身上偷偷的携带毒品。或者是在地震之后用鼻子闻闻看搜寻那些被掩埋或是被土石困住的人。
Sniffer dogs can be very helpful in finding things like drugs or even people who are trapped or lost.
那在最近的新闻中，你应该对一只叫做 Roger 的搜救犬有印象。
Roger is a Labrador retriever.
Roger 他是一只拉布拉多。
And he is a rescue dog. Rescue.R-E-S-C-U-E, rescue,
就是拯救、救援。
A rescue dog can do many things to help, like finding people who are lost or trapped.
不过啊，并不是每一种狗狗都适合当搜救犬哦。搜救犬除了需要经过特殊的训练，而且还要有一些条件。
A rescue dog has to be friendly.
搜救犬必须要比较温驯，比较喜欢跟人类玩的狗狗。
And the dog needs to have a great sense of smell.
而且它们的鼻子要很厉害，嗅觉要灵敏。
They also have to be healthy and strong and very brave.
要很健康，有强健的体魄，还要非常的勇敢呢。所以拉布拉多就是一种蛮适合当搜救犬的狗狗，因为啊，它们爱吃爱玩，喜欢与人互动，天不怕地不怕，还有很高的工作欲望。这样的狗狗经过训练，就可以担任搜救小英雄了。那接着在新闻里面说
，Roger and his rescue dog friends are working hard to search for victims buried by rock slides.In the Taroko National Park in Hualien.
Roger 跟他的救援小队狗狗朋友们很努力地在花莲的泰鲁格国家公园里寻找那些被落石击中或者是被淹没在土石堆里面的人哦。这一次的地震震央是在花莲的近海，所以泰鲁格国家公园受到非常大的冲击。加上那边的地质本来就比较脆弱，又位在断层带上。
So Taroko National Park is not safe to visit right now.
现在泰鲁格国家公园并不安全，余震很多。整个国家公园啊，正在关闭中，需要好好的整修。
And it will cost $1 billion to rebuild the park.
因为国家公园受损得太严重了，初步估计最少要花10亿元台币才能够把公园修复成原本美丽的模样哦。那第二段新闻就讲解到这边，接下来小朋友你再用全英文重新听一次这段跟搜救犬有关的故事吧。记得要去下载本集的双语报纸还有单字表，多多的练习哦。
Roger the Sniffer Dog.
Come, Roger. Are you ready, buddy? Good boy. We've got a big job today. Let's go find those missing people.
Roger is a Labrador Retriever. He and his rescue dog friends are working hard to search for victims buried by rock slides in the Taroko National Park in Hualien. Taroko National Park is not safe to visit right now. It will cost $1 billion to rebuild the park. Hi kids, this is Sandy.
Hello friends, this is Eno.
这次的花莲大地震在一周内啊，就发生了超过800次的余震。
800 aftershocks, that's a lot.
是啊，大大小小的余震不断，所以小朋友还是要记得保护自己哦。你还记得地震保命三步骤吗？
Yes, of course. Drop, 趴下。Cover, 掩护。Hold on, 稳住。
那发生巨大的自然灾害之后，很多小朋友心里可能会感觉恐惧。像我小时候啊，有遇过921大地震。所以有一段时间，只要我感觉到在震动，我就会心里觉得很害怕。My chest feels so tight, my heart beats so fast, and I feel like I can't breathe.
It must be very scary.
是啊，921地震比这一次严重非常的多。我小的时候，家里连钢琴都被震倒了呢。
What can we do if we feel scared?如果有人很害怕地震该怎么办呢?
Well, first of all, it is normal to feel scared.
小朋友要知道你会害怕是很正常的,所以不用感到不好意思,因为连大人都会怕地震呢。
But you see, earthquakes are natural events.
地震在台湾是非常常见的自然现象。
And while they can be scary,There are ways to stay safe.
虽然地震很吓人，但小朋友还是有保持安全、保护自己的方法哦。
Yes, like what we talked about. Drop, cover, and hold on.
没错，那最近因为地震下雨，山区的土石松动，地质比较不稳定，可能会有落石。最近就可以先避免前往山区。
You can also talk to your family about making an emergency plan.
那就像小朋友在学校都有做防灾演练一样，你在家也可以跟家人一起拟定一个防灾演练。先观察，万一地震发生的时候，要躲在家里哪个角落比较安全？检查家里有没有容易掉落、砸到人的东西，现在就先把它固定好。当地震真的来的时候，就不会觉得太过慌张哦。
If you're still feeling really scared, talk to someone you trust can also help.
今天的新闻就讲解到这边，祝福大家都能够平平安安。
And we hope to see you in the next episode.
小朋友也要记得去下载本集的双语报纸，边听节目边念报纸哦。
Remember to download the newspaper and practice your English.
我们就下一集再见了。This is Sandy.
This is Eno.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
It's time to say goodbye.